You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Just got pointed at.
Oh, I did? Oh, awesome. Welcome to the Pub Panel Podcast.
This Good start.
This is episode 5. I'm Brian.
Jeff.
Mike.
Where's your beer?
So I needed my body needed a break.
Friday night still.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, how'd Sunday end?
With
poorly?
With a guy falling into a snowbank and then asking me if I had sex with his wife.
All right, let's get into the stupidest thing that happened to us all week. Jeff, please continue.
But also, we did a shot of Jameson at like, what time?
Oh, yeah.
That was not good.
No.
On Sunday?
Well, celebrating President's Day.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
So what about this snowbank?
It was outside with some guy that I know, and he was...
Mike?
It was not Mike. I was already home, but Houghton did call me to tell me about it.
I was crying. What? I was laughing so hard.
Time was it?
It was after 10.
Was it that late?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's outside, and some guy comes out.
Were you at Cruise and Mirror?
No, this was at Penny Black. Some guy comes out to have a cigarette. He takes a step. He misses like the very first step. So he's like sort of like stumbling down the stairs trying to catch his balance. And by doing so, he sort of fell forward face first into a pile of snow. Gets up, just covered head to toe in snow. And he like looks at me. He's like, "Are you sleeping with my wife?" I go, "What? Like, how do you know her?" I'm like, "She's a bartender. Like, a bunch of people know who she is." Like, "All right, just thought I'd ask." But...
Just checking.
It's a random question to ask after you fall in a snowbank, but I was like, "Nope, sorry, I am not." He was asking me, "Like, is that guy that's talking to her? Is he sleeping with her?" I'm like, Jesus, dude! Like, you got some insecurity issues or something,
or she's sleeping with a lot of people,
or that,
and he's just trying to figure out which ones.
So yeah, Sunday, President's Day Eve, I guess.
Yeah,
but no, that wasn't my stupid thing. That was just something that I saw.
What's your stupid thing then?
This is a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
People that don't know how to drive in traffic circles.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
This isn't someone that like stops in the middle of it.
They're terrible.
This person got to the yield sign and turned left. And was going the opposite way in the traffic circle. So I was like, me and this other guy that were both on the other yield signs, we just sort of stared and looked at each other like, what the fuck is she doing? But yeah, she stopped and turned left and then went out like the third exit or something.
So she went like the complete wrong way around.
Yeah.
So she didn't turn left getting the first left, skipping a turn right, go all the way around. She went left and all the way around to where she would have just turned right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's...
Wow.
There's very well marked going into the traffic circle.
It's very clear.
Right, it's even angled for you to go right.
Yep.
And yet she stops when there's no other people coming in. She stopped, so looked around and then made a left turn into the traffic circle. I said, wow, I haven't seen that yet.
That is a new one. I thought you were just going to complain about people who treat the yield sign as a stop sign.
No, those people that stop in the middle of the traffic circle.
I haven't been to one of those traffic circles. Like, I haven't been to the Rochester one, the one by your house. I'm looking at Mike, and as I pointed at him, Friday night when I was driving out there. What?
Which one? Oh, like Hamlin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like whatever's closest to your house. But there was nobody at the entire intersection. Nobody even yielded at any of the stop. It was completely empty. And the person in front of me, 100% complete stop, and just sat there, and I had to honk to get them to go. It was a yield sign.
Yeah. I don't know how they're so difficult, but
they are not. If people know how to use them, they're fantastic. But nobody knows how to use them.
No.
All right.
Yeah, I got yelled at by a guy one time. Because, like, the purpose of them is to keep traffic flowing. But everybody that's going to go straight usually stays in the left lane. And if there's a second lane, you can turn right or use that as a straight one, too.
Correct.
So I went around the guy, and he sped up so I couldn't get back in. He started giving me the finger and was like, "Well, you don't know how to use a fucking traffic circle?" I'm like, clearly you don't, dude. Because
they are clearly marked.
You can go straight or turn. And I chose to go straight.
The right lane is for turning right or going straight. The left lane is for going straight or turning left. It is not that hard of a concept.
Nope.
And again, they're very, very clearly marked.
They're marked with signs. They're marked on the road.
There are arrows everywhere in those things.
Yeah. It's tough one to figure out. Oh.
Apparently.
Yep.
I like that one. What do you got, Mike?
I had one a couple of weeks ago, but I forgot it. So, I mean, last night when I got home, I was eating my my dinner, carry out drunk.
Cruzmere?
No, Honey Black.
Oh, all right.
I got a burger and fries and loaded tots.
It's a lot of potatoes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm just sitting there and I see this like green flash of light and like a loud boom. And I immediately text Houghton. I'm like, did you hear that? He's like, yeah, what the hell was that? We never figured it out. So I'm convinced that it was probably an alien invasion now in Rochester, and there's aliens amongst us.
No, there's not.
Yeah.
What else could it be?
Yeah. Electricity.
Don't say a transformer blue.
He doesn't buy that for too one obvious. Second.
Sorry for the obvious. Which actually has a topic I have written down. That's a follow-up. I have
aliens?
I do have a stupid thing. No. Morons on Facebook, like flat earthers and anti-vaxxers and just a complete lack of actual facts and truth surrounding those. But I have a stupid thing. It's basically just grocery store people.
I think we've talked about grocery stores many times.
Yeah, because it's the worst. I didn't go on Sunday. I went tonight thinking it would be a lot less busy because the Kroger I go to gets very busy on Sundays. So I went tonight thinking it would be empty because I've been there on Mondays before and it's fine. Holy shit, was this place packed. There was less parking than a normal Sunday. The lanes were long as shit, and they were out of peppers. They were out of like half of their produce, and I just can't figure out how, as a grocery store, especially when you're at Kroger, how do you run out of produce? Being low on something, I guess, but just being completely out.
They were probably swamped yesterday, and then they missed
it. Yeah, Mondays are not a good day to go to Kroger.
Missed a delivery.
Yeah, I just found this out.
Maybe the truck got delayed because of the weather.
I've done that before, too, on Monday, and they don't have any kind of fruit or vegetables. And
yeah.
And same thing, they didn't have any peppers. And I didn't want to have to pay up for some organic peppers, so I had to peel the stickers off them so I could get them for regular price. This isn't my fault, I'm about to buy organic.
I even looked at the organic section. Out. I was going to do it. I would have paid up for the organics.
Nope.
I never do. I would have in that scenario because my kids can't live without peppers. Nope. No dice. I had to go to a secondary grocery store.
No peppers? Yellow, red,
none.
Green,
orange. They only want orange, red, and yellow, and they were out of even green.
In that order?
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It does.
They don't like green. They like everything else.
Red, yellow, orange.
Talk to Spencer next time you see him. See if he has a preferred color. I don't know. He eats them all, besides green. Yeah. So I'm just very annoyed at the Kroger at 12 and Stevenson for being out of shit.
Don't go on Monday.
Yeah, apparently not. Never again. I guess I learned.
Sure did.
Yeah. So other things that we can talk about, Facebook and people like anti-vaxxers and flat earthers and how their pages are getting banned because there's absolutely no proof that any of the things they talk about is real.
I would have nothing to contribute. I don't know what's on Facebook.
Do you not know what flat earthers are? No.
Kyrie Irving.
He admitted he was just fucking around. He's like, I'm really sorry I did this. I didn't realize this was going to get out of control.
Who was a baseball player that said dinosaurs didn't exist?
Milton Bradley.
No.
Pretty sure it was Milton Bradley.
I thought it was somebody before that.
Maybe. Gary Matthews?
Yeah. I thought it was Gary Matthews.
Are you looking it up?
Yep. Looking it up. Milton Bradley, dinosaurs. We'll find this out real fast.
And then somebody argued that if dinosaurs...
Carl Everett.
Yeah.
Then somebody
close. They're all the same player.
Somebody argued against them and was like, well, they're digging up dinosaur bones. He's like, God put them there to test us.
Yes. It's the greatest argument ever for Bible people is just to say that if something looks like it existed before the Bible, it's because God's testing you. Prove it wrong.
Can't.
Can't prove it wrong.
We could talk about what's going on in the pro sports world, the labor disagreements. Between Kaepernick settling with the NFL and then the fact that like the five best free agents in baseball are still unsigned as spring training has already started, and what Rob Manfred said over the weekend about why players aren't being signed, and then the players that are pushing back like Verlander, Chris Sale, etc. Amazon pulling out of New York. You can talk about if you have an opinion on if they should come to Detroit, if it was an option. And I propose that we bring up TV shows. There's a lot of good TV shows that we could discuss.
Dinosaurs?
Well, we could just discuss... Not the mama.
That was a good one.
It really was, but we could also just discuss Seinfeld season 4 for 10 minutes 1 week. We could look at the episodes and discuss some of our favorite parts, or some 30 Rock, or Parks and Rec, or Arrested Development, whatever. There are many good TV shows, none of which are Friends.
Family Matters.
Family Matters. That was just a suggestion of things we could talk about. We can talk about whether or not we should talk about that later.
We can talk about favorite candy bars.
We can talk about favorite candy bars, and we can talk about Game Pigeon slash Uno on the phone. Is that the song?
Doop, doop, doop,
open it up. Doop, 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 doop. Open it up and get it going. All right, what do you want to talk
someone
about?
Someone just requested a game anyway.
Oh, dang. All right.
We're going to...
Dewey, take it away.
We're all going to jump in?
No.
I'm ready. All right, what do you want to talk about? Mike, you pick. Candy bars?
Sure.
It's lame.
All right. Why is it lame?
What's your favorite candy bar?
Oof.
Hey, wait, before we get to that, after Houghton's fallen over in the snow story, why don't you tell us the story about you falling over at a gas station?
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. This was probably 5 years ago, maybe longer. No, probably like six. I was at Speedway. I was pumping gas. And
which Speedway?
Avon and Rochester Road.
Oh, okay. The close one.
Yeah. So normally I don't go into the gas station because I just pump gas in the receipt. I get my receipt. But the stupid thing was out of paper, so I had to go in and get my receipt. So I start walking. Like, this is like January, February. And I have my hands in my coat pocket.
It's always a mistake in the wintertime.
And I hit some ice, go up, both legs are in the air. I was probably parallel with the ground.
You went backwards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come down, hit hard, blow all the buttons off of my coat. They shoot everywhere. There's like, I don't know, four other people pumping gas. They all just stare at me and don't ask if I'm okay, if I need help getting up.
If they... No one helped pick up your buttons.
One guy picked up a button and gave it to me. I had to walk around and find the other one. One of them almost made it to Rochester Road.
How tight was his jacket?
Yeah, I feel like his jacket was too tight.
Where all buttons popped off.
I don't know. Well, then I went in to get my receipt and I was like, you guys might want to throw some ice down. It's slippery out
throw
there.
Throw some ice down.
Or throw some salt.
Salt. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the one guy that handed me the button just looked at me. Was like, no, again, nobody ever said anything.
Just your button almost hit me.
Acted like nothing happened. I was like, all right, see you guys.
Did you put all the buttons back
on the
jacket?
Yeah, I was
going to
say, did you fix the coat?
Yeah, I still have it.
Still wear it?
Yeah.
They stayed on?
It's a little tighter now than it was.
Yeah, I learned the hard way. You can't have your hands in your pockets walking in the winter.
No, you got a concussion Friday, right?
Oh, maybe.
Yep.
I went head first, though. Face first, not backwards.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep.
It's a tough one.
There was another one, too. I was, remember him and Houghton and Joe's old apartment, the one that had the thing above the leasing office?
Yeah.
You know how they had that little hill going up to the parking lot?
Yep.
So when we were over there after the bar one night, and Jill kicked us out because
that's what she does.
Yeah.
Fun governor.
So I got all mad and I collected everybody's beer that was unfinished and I was going to take them home with me. I started walking up that hill and I fell. Like, I had the beers like this. So, of course, I can't put my hands out to protect myself. So I just landed on all the beers, crushed them. Nate was with me and he's like, I heard the weirdest noise come out of you. I was just like, And I just left the beer cans there.
Did you save any of them?
No.
They were all
crushed.
Buttons?
Actually, I popped one off. I was also wearing Nate's jacket for some reason. We traded jackets.
So that one would have been a little tight. So
yeah, it's a little tighter.
I think he's got to go zipper jackets.
Yeah, I don't think you need jackets with buttons anymore, Mike.
Yeah, this happened multiple times. I think it's time to get the zipper.
Yeah, that's true.
So why don't you discuss your fall on Friday?
Nothing to it. I said I was walking home, hit a patch of ice, hands in the pockets. So I went face first, down hard. Could have been a concussed. Shoulders sore, knees sore, hips sore. It's not fun.
No.
And then didn't you take another tumble like last week down the hill on ice?
It was about 2 weeks ago.
You think you'd bruise some ribs?
Yeah.
You thought you had internal bleeding for a while?
Yeah. Still a little sore, but
be careful out there.
That's why I just started walking in the street now.
I did that last
night. Well, we tried that on Friday and it was just icy as fuck everywhere. Yeah. Even getting up that hill. That was a bad idea going up that hill. That was very difficult. I guess I fell over on Sunday skiing.
Oh.
Skiing, yeah.
Well, I'm talking about when the the chairlift hit me and knocked me over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting on or getting off?
Getting off. I didn't get out of the way quick enough. I'm, first time skiing. I had no idea. You need to move a little quicker than that. I think drilled me. When you said shoulder hurt, it made me think of it because my shoulder's still sore from where I got hit.
Yeah.
Only time I fell, learning to ski. So I got knocked the fuck over by a chairlift.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Not bad.
Not the getting hit by the chairlift, but not falling.
Yeah, no, that was pretty happy. That was a great way to end it, getting hit by a chairlift.
You use the tow rope?
No, never did the tow rope.
Straight to chair?
No, I did the carpet first.
Oh, they have a carpet there?
Yeah, I got carpet there. It takes so long to get up that carpet for what you, that's, did one run.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, all right, this isn't going to be helpful. I need to learn.
The tow rope's just on the bunny hill, right?
That's where the carpet is now, too, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a carpet there. There's a tow rope there. The tow rope will take you a little higher, and then there's the tow rope for, like, the, I don't know, terrain park, I think is what they call it, for, like, the jumps and shit for snowboarders. Basically, all the snowboarders hang out over there because they don't want to unclip out of their bindings and then clip back in on their bindings.
I fell my very first run going down a terrain park. It was, like, in high school. Had a couple beers before we went skiing. First run, I'm like, all right. I'm going to hit this tabletop jump and do a 360.
I love where this is going.
Got maybe halfway around. Hit. Broke the binding, snapped off the ski. Ski went all the way down the hill. I had to slide on my butt, and then my day of skiing was done. I had to wait inside while everyone skied for the next 2 or 3 hours.
Could you even drink at the bar yet?
No, I was like 18.
Yeah.
Do you walk back out to by the mansion where everybody smokes weed?
No, I couldn't even get there.
Oh, that's rough.
I know. First round of the day.
That's terrible.
So don't try to do 360s if you've never tried before. They're not that easy.
One of my
no shit
times, I went off the side of the mountain past the orange fences, and the ski patrol had to come rescue me.
Where was this?
My knob.
Like,
or
sir,
Mount Holly or whatever.
You're missing some buttons. Are you all right?
That is a very good question. Did all the buttons stay on your coat that you had?
I don't remember. Probably not.
How did you fall off
past
the back of the mountain?
Yeah.
Oh.
Were you drunk?
No.
There's like no even like hills.
Maybe.
Hmm.
I got way off track, obviously.
Was it at least nighttime?
Yeah, it was dark.
Okay.
But they have the lights on.
Right, but I mean, maybe slightly more.
I don't know. It was weird. My friends went by laughing at me, and the ski patrol had to help. Both my skis were sticking in the ground. So, yeah.
You couldn't climb back up?
Mm-mm. It's like a turtle on his back.
You're on your back with your ski stuck in the ground straight up like a cartoon.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's your favorite candy bar?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like Kit Kats a lot.
Just straight Kit Kat or white chocolate?
Straight.
Straight. Snickers are pretty good. Twix. O. Henry's underrated. You had an O. Henry? Pretty good.
I think. What's in it?
I don't even remember.
Must be delicious.
I think it's just nougat and nougat, cookie, and chocolate. I don't know.
Hmm.
Chunkies are pretty good, too.
Chunkies are good.
What about you, Dewey?
Wait, first of all, how do you eat your Kit Kat?
I don't snap it off.
You motherfucker.
Yep.
Jesus I'm Christ. Just guys. Fucking savage. follow some goddamn rules.
Just bite into it.
No.
I usually break it into two different.
At least have it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go.
Yeah.
It's better, but. Eh.
I also.
I'm really not happy with either of you right now.
Just bite my string cheese in half. I don't peel
God,
it.
Ah, you fucking monster.
Yeah, that is weird.
Why?
It's people like you that are wrong with society.
I usually apply.
There are rules.
It changes the flavor consistency.
You probably turn left at roundabouts.
It was you. The person was eating string cheese like a maniac.
Sometimes I'll just break it off and then I'll put it on like that piece on top of a cracker and eat it. Like a topping.
Like a topping?
A cracker topping.
What kind of cracker?
I don't know, Big Cheese It or Triscuit or something.
Wait, you're going to part of a string cheese on top of a Cheese It.
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you? Like you put on a Ritz, that's fine. Mm. Club cracker. Give it a little extra, but
a little buttery
the
taste.
Whole point of a Cheese It is cheese.
Yeah, but you can always have more cheese.
I'm not disagreeing, but I think I would put like a slice of cheese on there, not a string cheese.
Yeah, oh, I agree with you on that. That's also just monster activity over there.
I thought about taking the string cheese, throwing some breading on it, and putting it in the oven and making my own cheese sticks. Would that work?
Yeah, that's actually how you do it.
Is it? That's it?
Yeah, you could put a little, you can either use mayonnaise or egg, but you can like take the string cheese, put it in that, and then roll it in some breadcrumbs and bake it for a little bit.
I might have to try that now.
Yeah. You need frying pan it too. Frying pan probably work a little better.
All right.
Yeah.
Cooking tips.
That. Or you can just stop at Arby's.
Yeah. That's usually what I end up doing. Got some good cheese sticks.
So, yeah.
I love peanut butter Twix.
Those are pretty good.
They're
fantastic. Still make the cookies and cream ones?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Peanut butter's where it's at.
I don't know if I ever tried a cookies and cream.
I also love a payday.
Pretty good.
Payday's all right.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to expand beyond just candy bars, I could go on forever. But I'll stop if we're just going to stick to candy bars. I also eat my Kit Kat like a person who abides by society's rules. I'm not some sort of serial-killing psychopath like Mike over there.
That is a little weird.
It's not that
weird. The string cheese one is weird. Kit Kat.
You know,
if you're a hungry fella, and
Giancarlo Stanton eats him like that.
He's a monster.
Are you comparing yourself?
Yes.
Jeff, candy bar.
I might have to go Kit Kat. Halves.
But just straight Kit Kat, we're not going white chocolate?
No.
100 grand's pretty good, too.
Take fives are pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, change the name of the $100,000 bar to the 100 grand?
Yeah.
I like myself a Heath bar.
What?
Heath bars are good.
You're like a 70-year-old person.
Isn't that toffee?
Yeah. Do you don't like toffee?
No.
Oh, man.
I mean, toffee's good.
I like getting like I get a Heath, the
I'm
Heath Blizzard.
Social Security yet.
At Dairy Queen, I sometimes get a Heath Blizzard.
What the fuck is wrong with you? There are so many better options.
Oreo, maybe. And then Heath.
Oh, peanut butter cup, dude.
Peanut butter cup's delicious. The mint Oreo is amazing.
I'll say Oreo Heath.
They also do Girl Scout cookie brownies. So like a Thin Mint, or brownies, blizzards. A Thin Mint blizzard is fantastic. And so is the Tagalong. Because the Tagalong is just the...
Oh, I do like Tagalongs.
The Reese's Pieces, but with cookie involved too.
So which is his favorite candy.
Well, a Tagalong blizzard though.
If you take out the bar and just do candy, I would put Reese's Pieces or M&M peanuts up in there.
Reese's Pieces are fantastic. They used to make Reese's Pieces blizzards. Those are
that would be
by
good.
Far superior.
I might put that over a Heath.
And Canada, they actually have Twix. And,
why'd you say Canada so weird?
I don't know. Canada.
Canada.
They have Kit Kat and Twix Blizzards or McFlurries.
They also McDonald's. Don't have French fries. Or potato, mashed potatoes and gravy. Yeah.
Canada.
That one place that you never been, you say you never been to? The KFC?
Yeah, never been to KFC.
They give you fries and gravy there instead of mashed potatoes.
I don't know what that means. I've never been to KFC.
You don't like gravy either.
I also don't like gravy.
Man.
Wait. So.
No, you're still the psychopath here.
You're French Canadian and you don't even like poutine?
Nah, not really.
Poutine?
Poutine.
That doesn't make sense.
Sorry.
How do you not like gravy?
I don't know. It's just fat.
It's delicious. Fat.
I don't like it. Sorry.
Any kind?
Any kind.
Turkey gravy? Beef gravy?
Any gravy I do not like. I don't know if I don't sausage, like KFC because I've just gravy? Never had it.
Yeah, sausage gravy is like thicker and
creamier. On a biscuit?
When's the last time you've tried this?
I was probably like 8.
Well,
Jesus.
It's just been...
The last time you had tried gravy was when you were 8?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's been multiple decades.
You gotta bring gravy in here next week or 2 weeks or...
I think that's worse than me biting into a full Kit Kat.
No.
Or whole Kit Kat.
Disliking gravy is not as crazy as not abiding by society's rules of breaking your Kit Kat.
I don't know who made up that rule.
The maker of Kit Kat.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Why would they form it that way if it wasn't intended to be broken? And then advertise it to break me off a piece.
Yeah, their whole marketing campaign is about breaking
yeah,
it
it's,
off.
Yeah, it's... How they designed the damn thing.
I don't
thing.
Have time for that. I just
like string cheese, the name in the thing is string.
String, not flat round circles.
Not bite me whole cheese.
But yeah, I don't have time to break stuff. I just want to my mouth.
Would you try gravy?
How do you eat a banana in front of other people?
I'd just bite it.
You bite it? You don't break it off?
No.
Okay.
Wait, you break your bananas apart?
I don't. Some people do.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen it. People break their banana into pieces and eat it instead of taking a bite.
That's weird.
Yeah. Some real homoerotic shit right there.
I don't like the phallic
yeah.
of the banana.
The blowjob connotation with the eating
Those
a banana
not
in public.
Eat popsicles?
I'm sure they eat popsicles. Can't deny a popsicle.
That reminds me of one time me and Gals were at brunch and we saw this chick. There was an ice cream place next door and she got a frozen banana. And she was a very attractive woman.
Was it from the Bluth frozen banana stand?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's always money in the banana stand.
But she was just going to town on that thing. Like, me and Gals had, we have videos of it.
It's a banana. What could it cost? $10?
It was nuts. Like even the people that were working at the place we were at were like, dude, that lady.
Do you still have the video?
Like, she was putting on a show.
Where do you get a frozen banana?
At a brunch place.
No, it was there was an ice cream place next door. We saw her through the window.
Oh.
Where were you in Rochester?
No, this was back when we were both in stupid Orion Township.
Oh. So, Orion Township's where I got to go for a frozen banana.
Sure.
Okay.
Would you eat gravy if we brought it in?
No, probably not.
You wouldn't try it?
I doubt it. We got to find out what Will's favorite candy bar is, though.
I like a good whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit's
pretty good.
Comes in with the thunder on that one.
I haven't had one in a while, but
they're yeah. good.
That is a good one. You know, they don't make fun-size whatchamacallits? I feel like that's a...
It's not a popular candy. It's hard to find sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a... when it comes to, like, places selling it, it's like a cutoff if it's a small selection. You're not going to find it. You got to go to like a big convenience store that has like 3 or 4 rolls of candy to find it.
Wow. Yeah.
I think they used to make fun size. I remember getting them when I would trick or treat.
Really? I don't recall ever getting
them. No, that was a rare one to find that in a trick or treat bag if you had a whatchamacallit.
Yeah. Should try to get some.
Get plenty of fucking Almond Joys and.
They have nuts.
Mounds and stuff. And
mounds don't.
Ugh. I like both of them are gross.
They are. My kids won't eat them.
I like them.
Of course you do.
What does that mean?
How do you eat the almond joys? Do you pop the almonds off of them and eat the almonds first?
No, I bite into it.
You put it on a cracker.
If I don't have time to break a Kit Kat off, do you think
I don't know if you're just flaunting society's rules or you've got no time to put waste on how long it takes candy to get into your mouth.
Put it between two big Cheez-Its
and a piece of string cheese. That's how I eat my almond joys.
It's an almond joy sandwich.
Sweet and salty.
You like those?
Yeah.
Those Nature Valley sweet and salty candy bars or whatever, breakfast bars?
Yeah. I don't have any complaints against them.
Yeah, no, those I like. They're fine.
Well, those are really hard ones.
That's it's what I'm like, thinking of.
Yeah, they're kind of chewy and hard. Yeah.
Give me a chewy bar.
those are pretty good.
The hard ones, like, cut up the roof of your mouth and shit.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with them.
They are really hard.
All right, we got one other thing that we could talk about that I didn't bring up. That's soccer in Detroit.
What were the other choices? Yeah.
Professional sports labor disputes. Good TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
Game Pigeon. And Facebook's banning of anti-vaxxers and flat earther pages and other random conspiracies like that. Like aliens have moved into Rochester now.
Last night.
Yeah.
Last night. That happened.
It did not.
I saw facts.
It did not.
All right. We can talk about that or TV shows or birds.
Birds.
Let's talk about birds.
Game Pigeon is what I was trying.
All right. So the Facebook thing. So Facebook has had a lot of issues lately.
What's the funniest, the funny bird name?
Blue-footed booby.
Yeah. So Facebook has run into many different issues lately, and one of them is how they're trying to regulate news stories on their page because so much, I hate using this term, but actual fake news is being shared of things that are just blatantly wrong, and nobody's fact-checking or trying to fact-check. And one of the things that has happened recently is the rise of flat earthers, like Kyrie Irving giving them a voice. Draymond Green jumped on that bandwagon. I think Shaq did too. He won't fly. He only drives across the country. Why are they all fucking NBA players?
He doesn't fly?
No, he rides a bus.
He rides a bus?
Yeah. It's like John Madden. So,
and Tony also,
his own personal bus.
Yeah, no, he's not riding the Greyhound. So like, what?
Shaq's just riding a bus over the country.
But pages that, to an extent, started as a joke where there's proof, like one of the most popular flat earth Facebook pages is run by three dudes who did it as a joke and just kept it going because of the number of people that were taking it seriously and thought it was hilarious, and it kind of got out of control at this point. Same with these anti-vaxxer pages. That didn't start as a joke. That started as some very, very incorrect information. But Facebook is now starting to ban them and kick them off of Facebook. But it's interesting, while they kick them off, these people are trying to claim that that is proof that it's government censorship, that they're not allowed to speak the truth. And basically, the internet and Facebook, to an extent, I would say it's Facebook is the biggest issue with it, but Twitter, any sort of internet community, has allowed these people who just refuse to believe science and facts decide that they can start getting together. And my question is, are people really this stupid?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, how can you just...
Somehow, yes.
Like, be this dumb? And you just enter into a vacuum chamber of just complete and utter stupidity.
It's the same people that drive left in a traffic circle.
I bet you that person's an anti-vaxxer.
Or a flat earther.
Probably both.
I listened to a podcast once with a flat earther on it. It was literally, you couldn't reason to this guy.
No.
He didn't believe in gravity. He basically, if you tried to say, well, gravity exists because of science, no, science isn't real. That's just the big government trying to get you to believe it.
Of course it is.
Everything's a conspiracy theory. Somehow every politician's name adds up to a certain number, which is like the Illuminati number. Like, it was the most ridiculous thing ever.
How could he defend it, though? What was he saying? Well, reasons why he thought the Earth was flat.
Because when you were out at sea, you can see like several hundred miles. Like, you could see the horizon. Something to do with the airlines, the way they schedule their flights, doesn't make sense. If the Earth was round, it wouldn't go that way, because it's flat, it's going this way. They're also saying that Antarctica has a secret tunnel that you can go through that leads you to a whole nother world, because we're just worlds on a grid.
First of all, I would 10,000%. I would absolutely pay to watch a reality show of flat earthers trying to find the edge of the fucking Earth. I would pay multiple dollars per month to watch that shit.
That'd be good.
So if that were a real thing, then capitalism would take over and allow me to give money to a bunch of idiots trying to find the edge of the Earth. But it's the issue that, like you're saying, was like there's no reason with them. It's Carl Everett that we talked about earlier. It was like, oh, well, how do you explain the bones? God put them there. You can't actually argue with that because there's no reason behind it. So you can't argue with a flat earther that says gravity doesn't exist. I can drop anything on the ground here to prove gravity exists. They just refuse to believe in science. So there's this guy. He's really orange, says a lot of stupid shit, currently lives in the White House. Refuses to believe in facts, and you can't reason with a person who refuses to look at a number, and you can say, hey, listen, 80% of drugs in this country come through legal ports of entry and are not like smuggled by people running across the border illegally. That's not real. You can't argue with somebody who just refuses to believe a fact that is presented. When they believe everything is a lie to them, there's no reasoning. So I don't know. Is Facebook even banning these pages the right thing to do, or is there just no hope that there's always going to be this section of idiots and at least maybe they're quieter?
There's no hope.
Yeah, I mean, the way the world's going right now, I really don't think there's a lot of hope for the future.
Mm-mm.
And anti-vax. Did you see there's a guy in Canada? His kids are his kids are all unvaccinated and they all got measles and they started spreading measles in his community. And he refuses to believe that he's at all at fault over this whole thing.
It's ridiculous.
Measles doesn't exist as long as you just vaccinate your children for it. But you don't. And then you have a problem.
Were the kids homeschooled?
No. It's a Sudbury. It's a one of the smaller Toronto suburbs.
Yeah.
All because Jenny McCarthy, a Playboy model, decided that she was going to start claiming this thing loudly, and for some reason, people started believing her. And
why
I just don't get why.
To Jenny McCarthy.
I don't know. I'd rather listen to actual doctors.
What do they know?
Lots of stuff.
I think part of the problem is. It spread on so fast because she was saying that that's what gives kids autism.
Yeah.
And so it's all these people afraid their kids can get autism and thinks somehow it's better to not vaccinate than risk. Maybe you might have a little bit more difficult time raising a kid.
Yeah. And that's frustrating. And at this point in time, unfortunately, you have the long way of looking at this is vaccination rates have been plummeting over the past 20 years. Do you know what has not gone down? Autism rates.
Right.
They have stayed the exact same. So fewer kids are being vaccinated, but the exact same number of kids have autism.
That's
a very shitty way to prove it, but it also does prove that there is no correlation.
Also, how many years has autism been on the rise? Like 15, 20 years probably?
It's a little longer than that.
How long have we been vaccinating people?
Based on the vaccinations, but since the 40s.
Yeah. So why wasn't autism bigger then?
Do you know what's a strong correlation? Is the decrease in diseases like polio that kill people when we came up with the polio vaccination. Those things are a direct correlation of each other. Autism is not a direct correlation.
I'd rather have my kid die of polio than get autism than have autism.
I mean, just to be clear, I'm going to make sure that was a joke.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a kid, so of course it is.
What is that? That's what they're – that's their
– that was really loud.
That's basically what they're saying.
Yeah.
No, I would not want
to. Stats are made up. They're all made up.
Well, and they're also convinced, well, I didn't get polio. No one I know has gotten polio. Obviously, it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
No, it's there.
Yeah. Nobody I know got polio. It's because you all got the vaccination.
Why do you think that is?
Yeah.
It's like the people who didn't want Obamacare, but they like the, what's the actual name for it?
Affordable Care Act.
The Affordable Care Act, yeah. But they like the Affordable Care Act because that's how they get their insurance.
Yeah.
But they're against that Obamacare.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Yeah.
It is. It blows my mind the number of poor people that are completely against universal health care because it's going to cost more in taxes. Do you know who it will not cost more in taxes for? The poor people who are getting it but are still voting against it because they think it's some other freeloader who's about to go get it and not realize like, oh, yeah, getting sick shouldn't bankrupt my entire family for generations. Getting sick, I should just be able to try to get better. It's not that hard of a correlation to get to, but some people are
No, they're always worried about somebody getting something.
They for free or better. We need tax cuts, man.
Just stop getting sick.
Yeah, it's that simple. And we need more tax cuts.
Well, I've already seen all the people getting tax returns, bitching because they're getting back like 50% less than they were last
year.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just deathly afraid to file because the amount of money I was deducting for my kids in terms of childcare was greatly reduced. So I have way fewer deductions this year because of that alone. So I'm going to end up owing a couple thousand dollars in taxes this year.
I still haven't gotten last year's federal return back.
You should just ask them for it.
Oh, I have. So like, I was like, can I file this year then? Is everything going to be, oh yeah, yeah, go ahead. Like, oh yeah. So you can tell me I'm not getting that back, too?
Yeah.
Dicks. Fucking IRS.
All right.
What other conspiracies are out there?
I mean, the two big ones that are being talked about of the pages being banned are the flat earthers and the anti-vaxxers. Those are the big ones. There's a bunch of other ones. Like Will was saying, like the letters that add up, there's that QAnon bullshit that is some conspiracy that there's a dude who is some high level player inside of the NSA that is just letting all these MAGA people know that yes, everything Trump is doing is still working, don't worry type bullshit. A bunch of random just shitty things like that where they're able to connect on the internet that in years past they wouldn't have been able to. It's the problem. There's all the information in the world is at your fingertips, but anybody can write anything. And any three idiots can talk about any three stupid things, too.
Mm-hmm. Talking about us?
Yeah, talking about you.
How am I three idiots?
You're part of it. Talk about eating Kit Kats the wrong way.
I told you, I break it in half.
I pointed at him when I said that. It's a radio show, so they could clearly see.
I think they taste better that way. Get more of it in your mouth at one time.
Yeah, right, what's next?
How many mozzarella sticks have you tried to put in your mouth at one time?
Two.
Yeah.
That's the max?
That's the max that I've tried.
Next time you go to Arby's, try for three.
Don't do one with you.
I mean, you can make it. Yeah, you can put two on the bottom.
Yeah,
the
you make a triangle. Side. Be all right.
Pretty good.
Don't like a whole stick?
No, just take a bite.
Oh.
Bite into three at once?
You've put two entire mozzarella sticks in your mouth at once?
Not that I recall, but probably.
Yeah, just to clarify, we're talking about biting, not...
Yeah.
If there's an odd number, I want to get the extra one. Yeah, maybe.
All right. Should we add another recurring segment about our favorite TV shows?
Sure.
I would say we could start this week, but I'm not pretty. We don't have to. It would be something like next week we're going to talk about our favorite season of Seinfeld and why it is our favorite season of Seinfeld.
The one with Smuckers.
That's a good reason, but there's got to be more.
I don't think I'd break them down by season. I've never sat there and watched. No.
Most of them are on TBS or TNT, and they're all mixed up. The ones I watch.
So you also have a phone that has the internet on it. So between now and next time, go ahead and take a look at the list of episodes that are contained within a season. Or we could just go with maybe our top 2 to 3 episodes per TV show. Could set the format that way. For instance, off the top of your head, what are your favorite Seinfeld episodes? Mike.
The candy bar lineup. Bringing it full circle.
There you go. That's a good one. You know why that's a good one? Because there was a lot of stuff happening in that one. I mean, it's Jerry trying to get a car. Suddenly, you got to pay for keys. His car's out of the nowhere yellow. Putty's always high-fiving everybody.
Talk about Arby's.
We are going to go to Arby's.
Oh, they talk about Arby's.
I know. It feels like an Arby's night.
No, that wasn't that episode. Putty takes Elaine out to dinner to Arby's.
To Arby's, yeah. To celebrate his promotion to...
That's not the episode where he says it feels like an Arby's night.
Fine. But it's because he got promoted. No longer a grease monkey.
Yeah.
I'd prefer that term.
What did they get there?
Elaine got the roast beef. She didn't like it.
Huh.
That's insane.
And George can't. George is hungry, but he can't. I remember every time they put the donuts out, they get taken, and then he buys all the candy for the candy bar lineup, and everybody eats it.
And they're all Twix.
And then they're talking about in the waiting room. They're like, the one guy's like, what one has the swirling chocolate in the commercial?
They all have swirling chocolate in the commercial.
And the one guy's like, not Skittles.
Nope.
What do you got? Give me an episode.
He said Smuckers.
That one's good.
It is funny when the dog coughs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rusty. The horse that eats the beef arino.
That's not the same episode.
No. I'm just giving you other episodes.
Oh, all right.
I like the Kenny Rogers Roasters one where Graham's going,
whoop!
That's probably really loud to get people's attention. Start making noises and smacking tables.
No, that was Joe DiMaggio.
That was Dinky.
Didn't that happen at the...
No, it was Dinky's Donuts.
It was the Donuts.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Are you even a fan? Have you ever even seen Seinfeld?
No, I just get all my information from you guys and repeat it.
I was going to say, I thought he was going to go with all animal episodes. He's like Smuckers.
Mr. Marbles.
Rusty.
All of my softball names.
Well,
I don't think
what's
was
the bird
Rusty.
That dies?
Oh, I just watched that another day.
Fredo.
Fredo.
Fredo is small and weak.
He eats the key.
I think all my softball were animals.
No, Mr. Marbles isn't an animal.
Wasn't he the cat?
No, that was the puppet.
Yeah, we watched some of these.
An episode that's fantastic. I don't know if it's my favorite, but a fantastic episode is where Frank puts the pool table into George's old room. It's the place to be, and they all start taking their pants off trying to play pool. Because the maestro's in that.
Maestro.
Talk about going to Italy. Flight of the Bumblebees.
Tuscany.
There's no rooms to rent in Tuscany. In all of Tuscany.
Yeah, it was funny when they couldn't remember what it was called.
The place to be.
What else? I think any of the ones where George worked for the Yankees and Steinbrenner was in them were usually pretty
the funny. Calzone, that's probably the most famous. I do like when he starts taking naps at
over
work.
His desk?
Yeah. It's nothing in this drawer but empty calories and male curiosity. It's a Snickers and a Playboy. I do like anything with Frank. So when he starts selling computers out of his garage with Lloyd Braun and George, that's always that's a good one. Serenity Now.
Serenity Now and Sanity Later.
Anytown, USA. So the great cameo by Lori Loughlin. What's his face? Jesse from Full House, his wife in Full House. She plays Jerry's girlfriend in that episode. Yeah. Jesse and the Rippers.
Stamos.
Stamos, yeah. I don't know what his last name is in the show, but. All right, so.
Jesse,
it's just Uncle Jesse.
I'm sure he has a last name. No. He has children.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, they have those twins.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now we're on to Full House? Jesus Christ.
I forgot about the later episodes when they have those little wiener kids.
This is a whole other show now.
Yeah. This has really gotten out of control. Fuller House?
Yeah, the kids are grown up and everything. Yeah.
Is that still on?
Yeah, I think so.
There's at least one season on Netflix.
There's like three.
Holy shit.
I have to watch that.
Isn't the super religious that married the non-Pavel Bure? She's on that, right?
Candace Cameron.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they were big.
Super, super Jesus people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your super. Brother, too. Seaver, Michael Seaver.
Yeah, Michael Seaver, whose best friend in high school is a guy named Boner, is a super Jesus
freak. How they got around that in the 80s.
His name was Boner?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a dead person now. So.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Boner killer. What? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. That's about all the time we have. I'm gonna end it on.
Is it?
Is it?
You got more? What do you got? Tell me another story about buttons popping off your shirt. What else has happened? Come on. Out with it.
I don't know.
Other times you've fallen.
I mean, I've fallen a lot.
You never fallen off a bridge, though?
No.
You never got woken up by somebody walking their dog at 6 a.m. face down in a river?
Nope.
You've never washed ashore?
Nope.
You were never left for dead in the Netherlands? Wait, Norway?
Norway.
All good things.
How many phones are at the bottom of oceans?
He's thinking.
I think one.
One? All right.
Do you know what ocean?
The Atlantic.
Gulf or Atlantic?
What?
Gulf of Mexico or the Atlantic?
The Atlantic.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever lost a phone in the ocean.
I never have.
I want to say Brett's is probably like in the like Indian Ocean somehow.
Yeah, oh yeah. There's no way it's a normal ocean.
Well, there's still only, five of them?
It's still a normal ocean.
Well, I mean, it's not something you would expect, like, hey, here's some
those
idiot.
Fancy oceans.
Here's some idiot American. Where'd he lose his phone? Yeah, the North Sea. It's going to be something stupid like
Arctic
that.
Arctic Ocean.
Yeah, it's just not going to be something simple like the Atlantic. Or maybe just lost in the Potomac when he washed ashore.
So think of your favorite ocean.
All right. Anything else? You good? All right. We'll do better on TV shows next week, or in 2 weeks. We'll
cover more than just Seinfeld?
We'll just cover one show, but yeah, we'll pick a show, and we'll be a little bit more prepared. Seinfeld's the one that we just know the best, so it's easy to do top ahead.
Supermarket Sweep.
That was a good show.
It's a game show.
It's on Lifetime.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no. All right, that's it.